Speaking of full contact, we bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph?
We did have some full contact yesterday on the practice field where they were supposed to have it, as a matter of fact.
That's so, right. They put on the pads and went at it.
And they really got after it pretty good yesterday. The last half hour or so of practice was pretty much a scrimmage-like situation, and they really kind of got to turn everything loose for the first time. And again, I had told you guys that I had been really impressed over the weekend with the three freshman running backs, and I think more of the same after yesterday. I mean, they got a lot of work yesterday. Jared Hawkins did not practice again after having some cramping on Sunday, and so they're, you know, being careful with him. And as a result, Zach Stacy, Warren Norman, and Wesley Tate all got probably more reps than normal, and I think took advantage of them. Really ran hard. You know, Wesley with a long run and a touchdown run. Zach Stacy with a long touchdown run. So I think the offensive line deserves a lot of credit, did a great job. But those guys, I think those freshmen are going to have a chance to factor into the mix right away.
Maybe Bobby should go to the wishbone.
Well, you know, I think there are elements built into this offense, as you guys know. It's one of the problems with preparing for Vanderbilt is they do just enough of so many different things that you have to spend time as an opposing defense preparing for a little bit of option, a little bit of the spread, a little bit of the no huddle, all those different kind of things. And so those elements are in this offense, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them all utilized.
Our buddy Jeff Lockridge, who's now on the Vanderbilt beat, made a good point this morning talking about how you can probably look for the tight ends to be more incorporated into the offense. We saw, you know, Braden Barton last year make a number of big plays in the quick start, and Monahan is the other tight end.
Yep.
So they got some talent there.
They certainly do, and you saw it really down toward the end of the season last year. Barton became a pretty popular target. Monahan's had some nice catches, and then Justin Green, who was a tight end, has moved to the wide receiver position. But I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Barton especially become a primary target. He's got great hands. He's made some terrific catches. He's big enough and fast enough at 6'5 and 245. He's not one of those 270-pound tight ends that's only in the block. He can also get out there and run routes and catch the football. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see him become a primary target.
And a lot of this full contact work leading up to a scrimmage on Saturday?
Yeah, it is. And I think they're going to go two-a-day today for the first time. I'm always curious what this morning's practice is like after last night's, that first full contact practice. They went the full time. You know, they finished with 30 good, solid minutes of hitting. I'm always curious to see what the turnaround of that next day is like.
Usually sloppy.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, we'll see. I think coaches are looking for that kind of thing, too. And to be honest, this morning's practice will impact this afternoon's. You know, if they have a good, crisp practice this morning, do what they're supposed to do, and the coaches are happy, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see them back down a little bit this afternoon and maybe not necessarily go either as long or as hard as they normally would.
We only have one visit a day with Joe, not two a days, unfortunately. And
one is plenty, isn't it?
Speak with you again tomorrow. We'd love to have two. Talk to you later, Joe.